KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy skies, 35 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, a high of 66. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. Well, the Iowa Supreme Court Justice, who had the longest tenure on the bench, has died. Justice Jerry Larson, who was born and raised in Harlan, received his bachelor's in law degrees from the University of Iowa. He practiced with his father in Harlan and served two terms as the Shelby County Attorney before being appointed to the district court bench in 1975. Larson was appointed to the Iowa Supreme Court in 1978, and in September of 2007 surpassed Theodore Garfield as the longest-serving member of the High Court. Larson wrote 991 opinions in his 29 years on the Iowa Supreme Court. Current Chief Justice Mark Cady served with Larson for 10 years on the Supreme Court and said he was saddened to learn of his death. He called Larson a great mentor and better friend with a keen legal mind, a quick wit, and a deep love of the law. Justice Larson has four children, 12 grandchildren, and six great-grandchildren. One of his sons, Jeffrey Larson, is the Chief Judge of the 4th Judicial District, and one of his daughters, Susan Christensen, is a district judge in the 4th District. His daughter, Rebecca Larson, is an elementary teacher in Bettendorf, and his son, David, is an attorney in Avoca. Funeral services for Jerry Larson will be Monday at 11 a.m. at the First Baptist Church in Harlan, where visitation is set for Sunday from 5 until 8 p.m. Police in western Iowa have arrested a man and charged him in the death of a toddler. Police say officers and fire personnel were sent to a Council Bluffs apartment last week for an unresponsive child. The child, a 16-month-old girl, was pronounced dead at the scene. The initial investigation led to an arrest warrant being issued for 22-year-old Javon Jennings of Council Bluffs, charging him with one count of child endangerment causing serious injury. Police say Jennings was arrested Wednesday and is being held at $250,000 bond. Police say that Jennings was the sole caretaker of the girl when she was fatally injured. Her injuries included a broken left leg. The cause of the girl's death remains under investigation, and detectives are awaiting final autopsy results. The trial of a mother accused of the overdose death of her daughter has been rescheduled. The trial of 34-year-old Misty Frazier will now start June 26th. That had been set to begin on Tuesday. Frazier is charged with child endangerment resulting in death and distributing a drug to a minor without a prescription. Prosecutors say an autopsy shows the girl died in October of 2016 from an overdose of the antidepressant amitriptyline, commonly sold under the brand name Elavil. Police say the child did not have a prescription for that medication. And an Iowa state trooper was injured, and two people from Omaha were arrested following a high-speed chase that started in Sarpy County, Nebraska, and ended in Fremont County Wednesday morning. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office's officers began chasing William Stanfield III and Jacqueline Stretch after shots were fired at Bellevue, Nebraska police. The car driven by Stanfield crossed into Iowa on the Bellevue toll bridge. Of Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup says the chase resumed as the car entered Tabor on Highway 275, and a local police officer followed them.
The suspects fired a few rounds out the window at him. Then he pursued him on south. I had a deputy that was in Sydney. He came north and turned around and got in front of him at just south of the Thurman Corner there. When they pulled around to pass him, they shot my patrol vehicle up three times.
Astrup says Deputy Zach Buttercase, who was driving the sheriff's patrol vehicle and was not injured. The pursuit continued south on Highway 275 through Hamburg and then ended when the two drove the car into the Nishnabotna River.
Turned off on a gravel and then it turned to Levee Road, and then he vaulted off that levee into the Nishnabotna River down there. And then that's where our guys, after about 15, 20 minutes hunting for him, found him in the river, just laying along the bank.
Stanfield and Stretch were taken to a local hospital where they were checked for injuries and then were taken to the Fremont County Jail. Iowa State Patrol trooper was injured in a separate accident on Highway 275 near the Grape Community Hospital. Patrol spokesman Scott Miller said trooper Dylan Malone was hurt while responding to the chase.
He was involved in a crash, ended up into one of the front yards of the residence there just north of Hamburg. The vehicle is totaled.
And Malone was airlifted from the accident scene to Nebraska Medicine, where he was being treated for serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Both Stanfield and Stretch are being held in the Fremont County Jail on a $1 million cash-only bond each. They face charges that include two counts of attempted murder of a peace officer, felony assault with a deadly weapon, felon in possession of a firearm, felony eluding, reckless driving, and numerous traffic violations. The same subjects were being sought by Bellevue police for multiple drive-by shootings in that area and also for shooting at law enforcement. A Pottawatomie County man wanted on a Page County warrant for probation violation was arrested Tuesday afternoon. 37-year-old Nicholas Ryan Pruitt of Council Bluffs was arrested by Page County deputies and transported to the Page County Jail, where he was being held on $1,000 bond pending further court proceedings. A traffic stop around 1 a.m. Wednesday in Mills County resulted in a man being arrested on drug charges. The sheriff's office reports the Mills County Sheriff's K-9 unit conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle near 221st Street and Ellington Avenue for an equipment violation. Upon further investigation and searching the vehicle, prescription pills and drug paraphernalia were found. The driver, 32-year-old Steve Jeremy Meyer of Council Bluffs, was arrested for unlawful possession of prescription pills, possession of drug paraphernalia, and for driving under suspension. Meyer was being held at the Mills County Jail on $2,600 bond. And Tuesday night, 19-year-old Andrew Scott Jarko of Council Bluffs was arrested in Mills County on a warrant for failure to appear in court on a possession of controlled substance charge. Jarko's bond was set at $10,000. Deputies with the Page County Sheriff's Office early Tuesday afternoon arrested a man wanted on a Page County warrant for theft charges. Authorities said Wednesday 43-year-old Michael Dean Kirsch of Shenandoah was arrested in Shenandoah with assistance of Shenandoah police. His arrest was the result of an investigation by the Page County Attorney's Office involving complaints filed with them by the State of Iowa Insurance Fraud Investigation Bureau. The Page County Sheriff's Office then conducted further investigation into the criminal allegations, which concluded with the following charges against Kirsch: ongoing criminal conduct, influence of enterprise, a Class B felony, three counts of theft in the first degree, Class C felonies, seven counts of theft in the second degree, which are Class D felonies, theft in the third degree, an aggravated misdemeanor, and theft in the fourth degree, a serious misdemeanor. Bond on the charges was set at $50,000. Kirsch was transported to the Page County Jail and booked in. He later posted bond and was released pending further court proceedings. Also in the news today, Jenga, energy drinks, and microwave popcorn were just some of the items being used to explain the path to shutting down the 2018 Iowa legislature. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Senate Republican leader Jack Whitver had a silver can of Monster Ultra Energy in his hand as he spoke with reporters earlier this week. Whitver joked he's buying the stuff by the case these days as key legislators meet over and over in private to hammer out a tax plan.
The concepts are all the same. How they fit together is the big thing. All the parts are similar, and so it's just putting that puzzle together.
Speaking of puzzles, Republican House Speaker Linda Utmeyer of Clear Lake says crafting a state budget plan and this tax bill has been like Jenga, the game where players stack and remove wooden blocks from a teetering tower.
The pieces that we're working with are not new. So we've had lots of conversations about all these things. It's how it all fits.
As for when the pieces finally slide into place, legislators are not making predictions. While the Vatican uses white smoke to signal there's a new pope, Senate President Charles Schneider of West Des Moines jokes legislators may signal that a deal is done with something that has prompted fire alarms in the Capitol.
That'll be the sign, burnt popcorn.
I'm O.K. Henderson.
And the Iowa House has begun chipping away at a series of spending bills that will make up the next state budget. The Republican-controlled chamber voted 57-36 Wednesday to approve legislation to fund agriculture and natural resources. That followed a unanimous vote to pay for transportation services. The GOP-led Senate must also okay the bills. Preliminary votes could come as soon as today. Republicans have been negotiating behind closed doors to reach a broader agreement on a roughly $7.49 billion budget set to begin in July, and they want the deal to include tax cuts. A $380 million bill funding the Department of Transportation maintains overall staffing levels. The $129 million bill funding the Agriculture and Natural Resources Departments restores staffing levels to where they were before mid-year cuts. And the Iowa House has approved a plan for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources that will provide an extra $2 million for operations and maintenance of state parks. Republican Representative Norlin Momsen of DeWitt says without the boost, some state parks might have to close.
So when it came to funding, we increased funding by 43.5% for our state parks because I think the desperate need such a high priority.
Momsen says he often visits state parks, including Maquoketa Caves State Park, which is near his home.
The park ranger has figured out the S-10 with the basset hound hanging out the window is me inspecting. All last year, the urinal was never fixed by the caves. I go to Bellevue, and there's a state park up there. And the one lodge there, the roof is so bad, it's starting to leak through. And it'll get to a point where if we don't fix it, we'll tear it down.
Democrats in the House said the parks do need upgrades, but they complained the extra money for the parks was coming at the expense of other state environmental programs. The news was brought to you this hour by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.